and you can dance for inspiration.
Back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We've already created that incredible energy for everyone out there to tap into. Get out of the gate in 2008 is definitely a theme that is catching on with so many people. And as I said earlier, we are thrilled to be bringing you some incredible people that have decided to take their message out into the world and help everyone out there get things moving. Lori Grant is one of these people. She has joined me before on air, and she is joining me here today. We've got a number of things to talk about. And so when we talk with Lori, and you'll hear this in a minute, we're talking with someone that has been, you know, initiated into the world of spirituality and invited to participate in helping so many people open up their lives and understand the meaning of infinite oneness enlightenment. She's joining me here today as someone that you've heard before on the show. She's been called the chosen one or the divine one, and she has been made head kahuna of her order and recognized from the Hawaiian prophecy as the fair-haired wahine, and we'll talk about who that is. And Lori's joining us here today because we've got an incredible upcoming event that she is putting on in the Seattle area. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's wonderful to be back on the air with you, Dr. Pat. Your show is such a blessing to give out information from all sorts of people to the world to help us raise our consciousness on all kinds of levels. So thank you again for all the work that you're doing.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm totally jazzed about what you're doing right now. And you are offering a free seminar for people, and that is absolutely phenomenal. I want to make sure that everybody understands that the work that you're doing right now and the information that's available to them to participate in this. So this is really incredible for so many people. I mean, we talk about oneness a lot, Lori, but let's talk about what it really means. And is it attainable for people in this lifetime?
Well, absolutely. I mean, all of us have been working towards enlightenment for thousands of lifetimes. And now, as the energies build on this planet, we, for maybe the first time throughout recorded history, truly have an opportunity on a mass level to achieve those levels of awareness that are transformational. So as you probably know, Pat, I've been on a spiritual journey and actually teaching metaphysics and Reiki and consciousness raising and spirituality for the last 35 years. And, you know, you never know where all of this is going to take you. You know, myself, like everybody else, is just growing, you know, one step at a time, and sometimes in quantum leap. And in September of 2003, I was in Boston, and I was teaching a Over the Bridge Into the Rainbow, the Oneness Seminar, to my advanced students. It was at least the fourth seminar in a series of arch healing seminars that they were taking from me. And the energy was very high. The Dalai Lama was in town, but what was going to happen, you know, was beyond my wildest expectations. On the Sunday of that seminar, I was about to initiate these students to the breath of Io. And Io is an ancient Hawaiian term for God. And when I'm about to do initiations, I clean out my energy so I can give the cleanest, clearest, purest initiation that I can give. And at the very last minute, I stand up and I ask for, in this case, the breath of Io to come through me at the highest level that I could easily accommodate for the purpose of initiating my students, the highest level of breath of Io that they can easily accommodate. Normally, it comes down in this nice, neat little column. However, this time, it came down and expanded out, and I was literally one with everything. I was one with the chair I was standing behind. I was one with the student who was sitting in it. I was one with all of the other 40 students that were in the room. I was one with the room. I was one with Boston. I was one with the Dalai Lama. I was one with the planet. I was one with the source. I was the source. The source was me. And what I didn't know at the time is this is called a non-duality, going into non-duality, which means no separation. It means just one. Everything is just one. And the amazing thing to me about this is that unlike a near-death experience where what you believe colors your experience. So if you're Christian, you're more likely to see Mary or Jesus. And if you're Buddhist, you're more likely to go into the Bardo, etc. Well, in a non-duality experience, everybody experiences it exactly the same way. And Dr. David Hawkins, a psychiatrist, he has done the most research on this, at least in the West. And he says that only 1 in 10 million people go into this state spontaneously. And it doesn't matter what their age is, what their beliefs are, what their education is, what their socioeconomic status is, where they live, what their culture is, that everybody experiences these next things that I'm going to share with people. First off, there's absolutely no sense of a body. So you lose all body awareness. Your body just feels like it's one with everything. Two is there's no time. So you can be in these states for forever and be in sheer bliss and have no concept of how much time has passed. Three is there's absolutely no thoughts. The tumbled Gemini that probably got my attention more than anything else. And four is there is this overwhelming bliss to be privileged witness to experience beyond the illusion of separation. And absolutely no motivation to come out of that state. So for a while, I would go into these states for 5 days at a time and be in that sheer overwhelming ecstasy of being one with everything. You know, it's really what the Christians call this the highest state of human consciousness, and the Buddhists call it the highest state of enlightenment. And it's because you're privileged to understand and to truly know the oneness with everything, the beyond separation. So as if that wasn't enough, and I finally got to a point where I could sort of master it going in that state fully, and never again was I in the world in the way that I had been before. And then this past summer, I went to India, and I discovered that not only could I go into that state, but I could transmit that state to everyone in the room. And so when I go into this state of divine awakening transmission, what I'm really doing is I'm activating it in everyone else. You know, we all are from the divine, you know, and in Hawaiian it's called Keakua. You know, it doesn't matter whether you call it God or Buddha or Allah or the Supreme Being or the Great Spirit, that supreme consciousness that fills everything. And actually the ancient Hawaiians knew that everything was filled with Keakua energy, everything was filled with divine source. And that's why to this day most Hawaiians, before they pick a fruit, before they pick a flower, they ask permission from the tree to honor that divine in everything. So I'm blessed to discover that I can do, and actually in India they wanted me to stay there and to be a divine being or awakened being or cosmic being and to be in that state fully and completely 24/7, and there would have been somebody there to feed and water me in that state. You know, you just don't care about feeding and watering, you know, it's too majestic to even consider coming out for a second. So I had an opportunity to stay there to just be that 24/7. But having been a spiritual teacher and a teacher for 35 years, known for impeccable integrity, my goal was not to share it with, I mean, not to just have it for myself, but to share it with others. So when people come to this free Divine Awakening transmission on the 28th, I am literally activating that divine within them and helping them go into that bliss state.
So, you know, Lori, one of the things I love about what you share and the work that you do is there are so many people out there that have experiences like you, and actually not many people, but those that do. The question is, what do you do with it? Here you are. You're taking, not only are you taking what you've experienced out to share with other people, but you're creating an invitation for them to experience it as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's sort of the point. I think that, you know, if we're all one, it's not just about one of us achieving these states of consciousness. You know, it's about all of us doing it together. And this is the year that actually on June 20th, our sun will enter the celestial position called the Gate of Man, which causes Earth to move into direct alignment with the Gate of God, or the core of the universe. And at this incredible time, our planet will experience a blessing of a shaft of light from the core of the universe falling directly upon us and attuning us to these higher frequencies of light consciousness or oneness. So I'm really trying to get everybody, as many people as possible, to get themselves prepared for this incredible time when people are going to be able to make quantum leaps in their own evolution. And so that's why I'm going around doing these free divine awakening transmissions, is to prepare them to for this shift that we're all able to help with on June 20th. And I believe if enough people on June 20th go into higher levels of oneness or consciousness, then we'll be able to shift the transformation that's destined to happen in 2012. And there's no question there will be a transformation in 2012. It's just a question of whether it will be one of, as we would say in Hawaiian, pilakia, which means drama and trauma, or will it be one of pono, which means correct action and balance and harmony. So this is our opportunity to help change the course of the planet to make those shifts in a much more harmonious level with love and light and oneness rather than separation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to make sure everybody out there knows that the free event is January 28th. Please write this down. Monday, January 28th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., and it'll be at the Red Lion Hotel in the Seattle airport. We're going to give you lots more information when we come back, including this fabulous new website that Lori has put up. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the event and, most importantly, what it means for you to step into the power, the energy that is available. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Lori Grant, my special guest today.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008? Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment Workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass, or visit carrieoconnor.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-E. OCONNOR.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hello, this is Douglas McQuarrie from Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. Dust mites cannot live without food. The food that they live on is our skin. Most of that skin is trapped between the sheets. The mistake that we've all been making unconsciously is how we take our sheets off our bed. By pulling the sheets off the bed, we're spreading that skin over our bed and throughout our home. 30% of the dust in your own home is your skin. The correct way to take your sheets off the bed is to gently fold the mattress pad and sheets to the center of the bed. Put them in the washer with a cap full of peroxide or bleach and wash on warm. This will eliminate dust mites. Your pillows. You can put them in the dryer on the cold cycle. Let them tumble for about 30 minutes, allowing dust and skin to go into the dryer vent. Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company is located at 101 Nickerson, two blocks west of the Fremont Bridge on the Queen Anne side. Please feel free to call us at 282-1717 or visit our website at soaringheart.com. Thank you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Lori Grant, very special guest today. Lori and I have had many opportunities, and many of you have attended her free events. As a matter of fact, Benny, I remember, Lori, I know you remember this. One year, we had a number of listeners that were not able to get to the event because of illness, and we actually partnered with a limousine company to pick them up, to bring them to your event.
That was such an incredible gift you offered them to get them there, and we're incredibly grateful.
Well, it's very important for folks to experience the power of what you are presenting, and I want to make sure everybody has the information and also send them to the website so they can find out more. Let's give out that information right now.
So it's onenessnonduality.com. So that's oneness, O-N-E-N-E-S-S, non-duality, N-O-N-D-U-A-L-I-T-Y.com. And you'll see lots of stories in there and what I'm going to be offering in the, not only in the pre-event that we're doing, the Divine Awakening Transmission, where I'm literally awakening the divine in them, but also what I'm going to be doing in the seminar that I'm going to be in the Seattle area to do. And as you mentioned, that's going to be February 29th through March 2nd. And in that seminar, I'm so grateful to do this stuff. People are just blown away by awakening to all this. So I'm going to be giving three divine transmissions and I'm going to be initiating all seven layers of people's first, second, and third chakras to infinite oneness enlightenment. They're going to be able to transform their life on survival, emotional, and will levels. And we've discovered that they're also able to do this powerful form of divine EO healing. And I'll tell you a couple of quick stories about that.
I would love for you to share some stories.
The incredible healing that this does. So I just recently went to visit my 87-year-old mother. And, you know, her body is very sort of crippled up and doubled over and stuff like that. And I began to do this EO healing on her, and every single bone popped back into position. And she was going, ooh, 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 ooh. And her whole spine straightened out. She'd been very hunched back before. And her fingers, coiled. And she was able to sit in a normal posture for the first time in maybe 20 years or so. One of my assistants did an EO treatment on her stepfather, and he had just been diagnosed with throat cancer, and there were actually three types of abnormal throat cancer cells in his esophagus. And so she did this EO treatment on him, and they ended up sending him to the Mayo Clinic before they did tests again to look at it. The Mayo Clinic said, why are you even here? You don't have cancer. What's going on? There's no sign of anything. So it's this incredibly powerful form of healing. And I think the reason why it is because what we're doing, of course, the divine source, which is what we're activating within people's job, is wholeness. And so in people being able to awaken that in themselves and to learn how to awaken it in others. It's actually getting rid of everything that isn't divine, it isn't wholeness. So we're just constantly amazed at that. And I had a class that I did in San Diego where 26 out of the 27 people that were there, they had major healings occur, not just minor things, but major healings as a result of the work we were doing in the seminar. To also be able to, in the seminar, go to the highest state of infinite oneness, enlightenment, or oneness non-duality that they can achieve right now. And truly, the bigger purpose is that in doing this, they're helping raise the vibration of the planet to support the transformation we're doing in 2012 to make it one of peace and harmony again rather than Pilakia. So that's the seminar. And if people want more information on that, they can go to my website, onenessnonduality.com, or they can call my office at 808-394-2464. That's 808-394-2464. And I really believe that if all of us work together to raise the consciousness of this planet, and that starts out with our own personal consciousness, that then we will shift, the transformation that's destined to happen. So it's like, do people want to be part of the problem, throwing, our rubbish in the air, the land, and the seas, and whining about the government, and worried about money and all those fears coming up, in my world, either we're moving towards enlightenment or we're moving towards endarkenment.
That's right.
We can make it really scary and heavy and boring, or we can make it light and fun and positive and joyful. And that means pulling our head up out of the sand. And what is it we can do to be part of the solution? And coming to this free event to awaken the divine in you is certainly moving towards the solution.
Well, it is moving towards the solution because we always know, Lori, that, the buck has to stop here. It has to stop here and it has to start here. And when we talk about arriving at the highest consciousness, there has to be this level of faith and the willingness and the ability of the universe and what we believe in to work through us. And it's hard to have that energy work through us if we've got all of this fear and crusty stuff blocking it from getting in.
Absolutely.
And that's what your work is so powerful in doing. It's really stepping it up a notch. And, Lori, one of the things that you just shared in those stories is the fact that, and this is a kick that I'm on this year, transformation doesn't have to take 100 years.
Uh-huh.
We can achieve this with the acknowledgement and the power and the teaching of people like yourself. And so thank you for doing this. I mean, this is an incredible time. Let's make sure everybody, again, has that information about the free workshop. And what's the best way for them to, do they have to register online or how can they go about
that? No, they can just show up. So, again, it's at the Red Lion, which is in SeaTac, right, very close to the airport.
That's
Red
right.
Lion Hotel. It's 18220 International Boulevard, and it's going to be on Monday, January 28th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And also I'm giving the first 100 people a free blessed oneness cord, and also people can get my free, I send out an email newsletter every month that has the talk story and the profound thought of the month and the spiritual laugh of the month and the meditation of the month. It also says when I'm going to be in their area. And they can receive that by either just giving us their email address at the free event, or they can go to, again, my website, onenessnonduality.com.